D'accord.
Okay. Last week we finished the Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Shabbos. We spoke about the chashivas of Hilchos Shabbos. We medamed to the chashivas of the Beis Hamikdash, that when someone's oimed lifnei Hamelech, so then there's special rules and regulations which you don't have anywhere else, and that's why Hilchos Shabbos is so choshuv. And that's why someone who doesn't mitasek in Hilchos Shabbos, he's going to be Mechalel Shabbos. That was what we came out with last week. I said that I wanted to just do the footnote here. There's a footnote here which is very interesting, and it applies to another area that could do probably with Chizuk. There's another area that needs Chizuk, and that's Brochas. So at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Vav, he says like this in the footnote. Well, derech ze yesh lefarish is divrei Gemara. The Gemara in Brochas, Daf Lamed Hay, the Gemara says, V'kol ha'nogas min ha'oilam, hazeh b'lo brocha, so, kol ha'nenes min ha'oilam, hazeh b'lo brocha, moil, it's me'ila. It's taking something that's hegdesh and using it for your own personal benefit without the brocha. Ma'ita kante, so what should he do to prevent this problem? What should he do? It's a very interesting answer. Listen to this answer. What would you say? Somebody's making eating food without brochas. So what would you tell him? Is no. So get a Shulchan Aruch and learn some Hilchos brochas. No, that's what I would tell him. The Gemara is a different eitzah, very unusual eitzah. The Gemara says like this: Yechel etzel chochem mikore velimdeinu Hilchos brochas shedei shelo bo lidei mila. He should go to chochem before. And he'll get the Chochem to teach him Hilchos Brochos that he doesn't come to Me'ila. That's the end of the Gemara. When I lomet sanu beHilchos Acheres, she'atakona hayichidit, she'lo lichshol behen, hilaleches, it's Chochem. We don't see anywhere else that in order not to be michshol in Hilchos Shmiras Hanayim, it says, go to Chochem. Hilchos Shchita. Lo ketuv, lech. Go to Chochem and he'll teach you Hilchos. It's a bit strange. But I'm going to call it Dafke Bilchus Brochus. Why Dafke Bilchus Brochus? Nowhere else do you find this Eitzah. Ela Bashe Hilbash, Ela Bashe Alchus Brochus. Hey, my Mosse of a Motte, my Shem's Broch, Behold Sad Behind, Behold Hashem Makabali, Chais Boilam. Brochus are things that we're involved in every step of our lives. It's something that's with us day in and day out, the whole day. When you make a brocha, that's being makabel pnei shchina. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all the time. As a meila, have is a kushim yuchad. It's a very difficult thing to do. What you picked up in the house and what you picked up from your parents, what you absorbed by osmosis, ilose. First, has to go learn Hilchos Brochos at a Chochem Miuchad, and then you'll learn about Hilchos Brochos, be able to talk to Hashem properly 24 hours a day. The same thing we said by Shabbos. When you're Oimed Lifnei HaMelech, when you're dealing with a Melech, there's a special book that teaches you how you have to deal with a Melech. Other areas of Halacha, not saying they're not Choshev, Chas V'Chalila, and they're also Oimed Lifnei HaMelech to a certain extent, but not Mefurash. In the Beis Hamikdash, you're Oved Lifnei Hashem. When you're Hilchos Shabbos, you're in the Beis Hamikdash, Ki'ilu, we saw that. And therefore, you're Oved Lifnei HaMelech 24-7 of Shabbos, and therefore the rules and the regulations are very different and much more serious, obviously. Okay, that just ends off that. Perek Yud Gimel on Kuf Lamed Ches starts with Oinek Shabbos. Oinek Shabbos. Bolil Modet Asugia Shel Oinek Shabbos. At the beginning of the Sefer, he calls it a kuntras. He calls it a little pamphlet. As we've been seeing, this is no simple piece of work. As they call it a kuntras. The Sefer Niflo. We saw the awesome concept, this subject, which is very unique to Shabbos. There's a thing called mitzvahs oinek Shabbos. Mitzvahs oinek Shabbos. She'es hagdasha gedoyle u'mitzvah rabba. There's a special emphasis in the enormity of a mitzvah to prepare nice things, sweet foods, lots of it. Everyone according to his ability and his likes. Well, all the tzamtzim klal, not to be mitzamtzim. Not mitzamtzim on Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to make nice, good, nice things. Oilam hazeh dika things. Yeah? Interesting. But over tzarech biu, shalichayra hayu roi b'yom kodesh zeh letzamtzim b'nyon olam hazeh. We need to understand what's going on here. It makes more sense. Everything we've learned about Shabbos up to now, it's poshut. If you would ask anybody, they would tell you that Shabbos, for sure, you should mitzamtzem binyon elam hazeh. Whatever the guf, you should do some one day a week. We should have some sort of minatek from olam hazeh, because that's what Shabbos is. It's main olam haba. So we want a minatek from the olam hazeh things, so we can have a more spiritual experience. It seems that, however, that the big central theme of Shabbos is Oinek. Oinek. Sheken Ksiv, the crosser of Shabbos Oinek. The Navi says, I called Shabbos Oinek. Gave it the name. It means that's its essence. What does it mean? Crosser of Shabbos Oinek. Well, what does it mean? You called Shabbos Oinek. No, there's a thing of Oinek on Shabbos. It's not called Oinek. No. It's called Oinek because that's the Mohus. The name of something is its essence. So the essence of Shabbos is Oinek. The Korata, Hainu Kriya Shem, the Shemare Magdiris Kolamahus. Vechbemes Magim Beyom Chim de Sakorish Boch, and Yonim Shem Beteva Soisim, the Saruchnes Vakadusha. Lemaisa, there's a big sugya lurking here, massive sugya lurking here. Where we will try and touch on some of this as we develop this, because this is the whole central theme of Yiddishkeit. How do you get to this Kevus Elokim on Shabbos when you're dealing with things that naturally are a stira to the Ruchnis and the Kedusha? Or seemingly are. Yom Kippur. Shabbos should look like a Yom Kippur. Not just eat a little bit so that you're not tired, so that you have koyach, so that you can do the avoid on Shabbos. We'll let you eat a little bit. No. Har boys, beribu godel binyon tainuk, according to your needs and abilities. It's a stira to everything we've learned up to now. Shabbos is Yom Ruchni. It's a spiritual day. You should be Isaac in Limud, like in Yom Kippur. Maybe not so much time in Shul Davening, maybe more time learning, maybe more time. And we're telling you it's the Mahus of Shabbos, not just the Zayt Gazach. Oinek Shabbos, it's like all the mitzvahs you want to, you know, but more. But no. That's Shabbos. It's Mapshat. Hine b'yom ha-kippurim yesh mitzvah inui. Okay, nikra Shabbos Shabbosom. Yom Kippur, we know, is called Shabbos Shabbosom. And on Yom Kippur, there's this thing called inui. Inui. Hainu sh'yoseda inui shal yom ha-kippurim enu kasha ha-tzoymes v'amatera hi inui shal tza. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosom. That's to tell you that it's not like all the other fasts where there's an Indian of the inui is tzar. The other fasts that we have are all built around tzar. The tzom of Yom HaKippurim is not tzar. Yom HaKippurim is a Yom Simcha Gadol Maod. The lotion of the Rabbeinu Yoina there in Shari Tshuva, that the Suda we eat, the Suda Mavseh, because we eat with Yom Kippur, is the Suda because of the Simcha, because we're so excited and anticipating Yom HaKippurim. As Yom Kippur is a lot more Tisha B'Av or Hoshiva Aseh B'Tammuz, which are built through Shtzar. This is built through Shvisa, Shabbos Shabboson. Hainu bitlo lamazeh ad kedei Shvisa Gemura gam mechile v'shtia. One day a Jew gets to be like lahavdil $1,000 like by the goyim. You want to be ruchniyazdik, you have to cut yourself off from the physical world. Because anachnu sim et zeh once a year. Once a year, we get to be like the Malachim. We divest ourselves of all physicality and we focus kulu kulu on Ruchni. Shvisa, not just from Malacha, but also from the normal human functions, eating, drinking. Very interesting, you know. As it comes up, I'll add it. It's very interesting. One of the things we don't do on Shabbos is we on Yom Kippur is we wear shoes. We take off our shoes. What's in your shoes? Well, what's the big deal with shoes? We saw Moshe Rabbeinu has to take off his shoes. Chalitza, we take off shoes. Ma, is it the big deal? Shoes or something you have to wear so you don't get stones or thorns in your feet. Ma, is it kol ha'isik with shoes? So the idea is like this, is that shoes are that which carry the goof through the world. But you'll notice that not the whole goof goes into the shoe. Only the very lowest part of the goof goes into the shoe, but then the shoe carries the whole goof through the world. That is the marshal for the goof which carries the neshama through the world. How does the neshama get around in this world? Through the goof. But it's only the lowest part of the neshama that comes into the goof. The other parts of the neshama are outside. They're called makifim. They surround the goof, but they're not in the goof. Only the lowest part, the feet, so to speak, of the neshama comes into the goof. Yeah? When you take off your shoes, what does that mean? It means you're taking off your goof. You're separating the goof from the neshama. Taking off your shoes allows the neshama to be not connected to the gashmis anymore. You want to meet Hashem at the snare, you have to divest yourself of the physicality. So you take off your shoes. Chalitza, what's chalitza? It's strange, no? Learning chalitza now, you're learning davyomi, you're learning yavamas. It's a silly thing to do. She takes off his shoe, gavaldik. You know, ma pshat bezeh. That's the vort. You're telling him, the same way as you didn't want to provide a space for your brother that died without children to come into the world, so symbolically, or not even symbolically, we're taking off your shoe as a remes to that. We're taking off your shoe, we're removing your goof to remind you that you didn't want to provide your brother with a goof to come into this world. That's the idea of, just as an aside, ze anyan shel nalayim. And that's Yom Kippur as well. Why don't we shoes? Why does an oval not wear shoes?
I heard the shoes are not another explanation. The shoes, depending where you are, if it's a makom not kadosh, you have to make a separation with the gashmiut, not to be connected 100% with the gashmiut. But if you are on a makom of kedusha, you can't put off the shoes because you cannot be connected. You have to be connected 100% to the kedusha because the bet hamikdash.
Exactly the Nukuda. That's another example. Excellent. That was Moshe Rabbeinu when he was standing at the snare. You can't go in there with your goof. You have to leave the goof outside and the neshama goes in. It can't be because the goof, the shoes is a separation between what you're walking on and you. When you're walking with shoes on the floor, your feet aren't touching the floor. Why not? Because the goof, the shoe, mafrit. Same as the goof. The goof mafrit. You have to take it off. Nachon? That's the symbolic. That's what's happening with shoes. And that's what's happening in Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, you take off shoes because in Yom Kippur, there's no space for the goof. You have to, the kodesh, you have to divest yourself. There's no achira, no shtia, no relationship.
The goof should be connected 100% to the dusha. That means the goof is connected. It's not put away.
Okay. But there's certain times where you have to let the goof out of the way. 100%. Yeah. That's the big sugya. Yeah? That's not the normal way of Yiddishkeit. The normal way of Judaism is not to do that. And we'll see. That's a big, big sugya we're going to be developing over the next few weeks, Metzah Shem. The Ikka Avoida of a Jew, which we got from Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, is to take the physical, to take the goof and to elevate it, to be part of it. Not like Yeshiva Shem Va'eva. Yeshiva Shem Va'eva, you don't even sleep for 14 years. Why? Because there we Isaac in Dvarim Shem Menatek Mi'aguf. Their Torah in Shem Va'eva was a different kind of Torah. Their Torah was the Torah of the Malachim, the Torah that's from Shemayim. Avraham Avinu brought the Torah into this world. That's in Achinami. But there are certain times where you see Yom Kippur, which is not the normal approach to our Yiddishkeit. We'll see Shabbos is the normal approach to our Yiddishkeit. Yom Kippur is a day that in Achinami, one day a year, and only one day a year, you get to do this separation. Why does an oval not wear shoes? That we just said, that's my kesher kedusha to an oval, whatever. So one of the ideas I once heard from Rav Tetz is that when you're an oval, you're empathizing with the neshama that's lost its goof. So you take off your shoes to have some empathy for the neshama that's lost its goof. That's why you don't wear shoes. Don't just say you'll be uncomfortable. It's got nothing to do with comfort. It's got to do with empathy. Moyedik, nifla. Okay, dvarim niflaim, aval zeh chidush shel Avraham Avinu. Reb Shmuel's 100% right. The Chiddush of Avraham Avinu was that the goof's got to come with. The goof's got to go up as well. But there's certain times where Hashem says, in Achinami, I need you to leave the goof behind. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his wife. Lama? Ze lo derech shel Yiddishka. We're not monks, nuns, chas v'chalila. There's certain times and certain people, certain situations that need that as well. Shabbos is not one of those times. We'll see. Adarabba. Shabbos is which teaches the real lesson of a year. Let's see. Nifla. It's a peladik hazach that when you think about Yeshiva Shem Va'eva, we know nothing about that yeshiva. Nothing. We have one little stickle wisdom. We have one little, from that yeshiva, we have one line in Chumash. That's it. When Rivka was pregnant with the twins, she went to Shem to ask him, Makurepo. And he told her, Shnei Umas Bebitna, that's all we have. The ganze Shir Klalim, that all the Torah and the Limudim that was in Shem Va'eva, all we have left is one line. Finished. My Hashem, what was going on there? What was going on there? Avram met Shem. Yaakov spent 14 years learning Yeshiva Shem Va'eva, and the Midrash tells him he taught over everything he learned from Shem Va'eva, he taught to Yosef. So where is it? Where's Chidush Shem Va'eva? Where's the, you know, nothing. Pele ployim, clear what was going on there. Anyway, ze sugyache one day, Bezrat Hashem, we'll go into that. We'll touch on it some of it here as well, because we see them, and ze anakuda. Okay, hinei b'yom ha-kippurim. Sorry, was it? We said that. That's Yom Kippur. Shabbos hainu shvisa memelocha, kemo kol Shabbos ba'elum ba'alma. What's Shabbos Shabbos on the double loshen? The first Shabbos is normal Shabbos, shvisa memelocha. Shabbos hain, sheshevis afilu mechile v'shtia, v'kol ha'tanugim, v'al yedei ze Yisrael hoifchim liyos kemelochim. On Yom Kippur, we have a second Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos on, shvisa from all the physical, Tanugim, and there we become kemalochim. Va'atzmoy shel yom hu kulu olam haba. Yom Kippur is kulu olam haba. You don't even have a yetzahara. There's yom where you even menutak from the yetzahara. Is it called kach transcendent? Kemalochim kubshuto. We become malochim. One day of the year, a Jew has to be a malach. The rest of the year, you're not allowed to be a malach. You have to be a yid. We see that Shabbos, the Musag of Shabbos we see from Yom Kippur, is Shvisa Lagamre, not just from Alocha, it's Shvisa from everything. And we know that the Kedusha of Shabbos is greater than the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. That's the problem we have, because we have Hergel Nasa Teva. We don't go into Shabbos with the correct approach, but we don't feel the Kedusha of Shabbos like we do Yom Kippur, but it's a greater Kedusha. Hayeroi shelo rak shayisa b'Shabbos shvisa memalocha. Shabbos, if we were asked to design Shabbos with everything we know, we wouldn't have said Shabbos should just be shvisa memalocha, ela Shabbos Shabboson, gam mechile v'shtia v'yeh yom shekulu ruchani. It should be a completely ruchnistic day. One day of the year, you get to be a malach. You know, lama ba menatak from the goof completely. Avavemus kedushas Shabbos gedolim mikedushas Yom Kippur. V'gam chalois haShabbos on shel Shabbos yaseirim miHaShabbos on shel Yom Kippur ve'adarabba mipnei utzma Shabbos on shel Shabbos einu asur be'achile v'shtia v'yeish bo mitzvus oineg. What does this mean? The kedusha of Shabbos is greater than the kedusha of Yom Kippur. And also, the chalois of the Shabbosoin of Shabbos is more than the Shabbosoin of Yom Kippur. And it's because, completely counterintuitive, it's because of the godless, the greatness of the Shabbosoin of Shabbos, that's why Achila V'Shtia is not Osir, and not only that, but it's a big mitzvah. Well, what does that mean? Because the Shabbosoin is the Shabbosoin from Achila V'Shtia, but Shabbos Shabbosoin is bigger, therefore you eat. I don't know, but you should find other things to be menatek from. We do the opposite. I have the El Shabbos L'Shaz Mani Kodesh. It's says, I'll explain this by looking at what, I don't know who the Baal HaVoida are, but whoever they are, the difference between Shabbos and the other times of Kedusha. Shema'ide HaKodesh HaMoshel LeMelech Shitarech Etzel Kafri. What is Yom Tov? All the Yom Tovim. It's a Moed. Moed means a meeting. What happens is the king comes to you, comes to this village, this peasant in the village, and he stays with him. He's a visitor in your home. When the king comes to visit you, he doesn't just come on his own with a little suitcase. He comes with his ganze pamalia. He comes with a whole retinue. And he turns your house into mamash, into a palace. Yeah, before the king arrives, a few days before, they're busy fixing up your house. They're painting, they're cleaning, they're making a ganze palace out of your home. Shabbos is the opposite. That's when the villager from the outlying village, not the king comes to visit him, he goes to visit the king in his palace. That's how they, okay, so now what does this mean? That's very nice. I go, ma mashmuis b'zeh. V'neg Yom Kippur, sof sof einu Shabbos, ele echad miyamei ha-maisa. At the end of the day, is Yom Kippur Shabbos? No, it's one of the 6 days. It's one of the Sheshes Yomim. It falls on Shabbos sometimes. Okay. The interesting thing, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, the halacha is, we don't say at Mincha, the tefillah we say just before we open another Nekodesh, V'yeis Rotzon Milfanecho. When Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, we don't say Tiye Rotzon, Eis Rotzon. This should be an Eis Rotzon. Other rabbi, you would think on Yom Kippur that Shabbos is extra Eis Rotzon. What does the Magen Avraham say the reason is? I heard this once from the Mashgiach, from a Tisir Solomon. He was giving a talk at Shalashudas to in a Shul of Balabatim. He was talking in front of Mamash Balabatim Lagamre. And he said over this vote, afterwards the Rov of that Shul came to me. He said, look at his godless. Look at Rav Matisyahu's godless. He's talking in a shul of Balabatim, and what's he doing? He's praising the shevach of coming to Mincha and eating shalashudas. That's what he was. He understood exactly who his audience was. But listen to this word. The Magen Avraham says the reason why you don't say V'yeis Rotzon at Shabbos when it's Yom Kippur, he says, because you didn't eat. You didn't eat. What does that mean? You have Shabbos and Yom Kippur. No, so it's a double Eis Rotzon. No, it's an Eis Rotzon because on Shabbos you eat. Yom Kippur you don't eat, so therefore it's not such a nice rotzon. Clear, no? What's going on here? So the vote is that that tefillah was made at times of Purim. Klal Yisrael was in a big sakana, because Baruch Hu wanted to up at Klal Yisrael, and it was the time of the feast of Achashverosh. That's when the feast was happening. But on Shabbos, of course, the Yidden didn't go to the feast. They went and they davened and they did what they did and they besudas at whatever. And then they came to daven mincha and they chalas shudas. And that was the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, look at the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Olam. The Umas Olam have a party, they drink, they eat, they get drunk, and then they just collapse and you don't hear from them again. Klal Yisrael on Shabbos, they eat and drink, and what do? They come to shul for mincha straight afterwards. So when you're not eating, so you don't have the maila over the goy, because you weren't eating, you weren't drinking, so what's the big deal? Of course you come to shul. But on Shabbos, when you're eating and drinking and you're having a big party, then you stop what you're doing and you come to shul to daven mincha, that's a moedik, that's what's a nice rotza. Dafka because of the chilin shtir. Moedik, no? Okay. Anyway, that's the, now when you go to mincha, you understand what's a nice rotza. You crawled out of bed, you're tired, it's a hard feeling. Mincha on Shabbos, lo poshut. Yeah? But we go and we daven and oi, what that saved Klal Yisrael from the decree of Achashverosh. That was the saving grace. And that's why today it's still a nice rotzon. Yom Kippur you didn't eat. I think the Mishnah Brura brings us down somewhere, whatever. Anyway, that's what I heard from the Mashkiach. We'll stark and gesund sein. Okay, where are we up to? Oh, Yom Kippur at the end of the day is not a Shabbos. It's one of the days. Our world on Yom Kippur doesn't get mevatel. It's one of the days of the world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, injects into the Teva Kedusha. Okay, and beyom ze shekedusha soy chamura mikol ha-moadim, HaKadosh eise shvisa gemura al kol klalei ha-teva. This festival, what do you want to call it, this moed of this day of Yom Kippur, the Kedusha is very, very serious. And it's the Kedusha that creates the total shvisa on all the klalim of Teva. Not because you left the Teva, but because Hashem injected into the Teva an enormous amount of Kedusha. V'olam habo nichnas l'toich olameinu. Olam habo comes into our world. Therefore, there has to be a shvisa gemura from all the tanugim. In this world, despite what you said, Rav Shmuel, and we have to deal with this, olam hazeh chile v'shtia is a stira to the kedusha. V'binyan aguf hu churban haneshama. Chazal tell us that. I told you it's a big sugi. We're going to take this apart slowly. Seems to be the opposite of what Avraham Avinu taught us. We'll see. Good. Binyan aguf churban l'neshama. That's what state in Chazal. So now what's happening? You're in this world, and the Kedusha of Olam Haba is coming into this world. So now, there's no room for achila v'shtia in this world, because the Kedusha doesn't allow that in this world. Aval Shabbos shihi hashbosa gamura. You remember we learned earlier that Shabbos is what? It's a gilu of the chidush of the oilam, and it's a bitl of the chidush of the oilam. The oilam was mechadish for 6 days, then Hashem stopped being mechadish the oilam. It's a bitl muchletes of the oilam ateva, and this world goes up to that world. This world goes above the Teva. Ein k'chan chadiru shel kedusha l'toich olameinu. Hashem's not injecting kedusha into our world. Hashem's taking us out of this world and putting us in the world of kedusha. On Yom Kippur, the kedusha comes from above into this world. On Shabbos, we go into that world where the kedusha came from, in that world, not in this world. Ela sha'olam sheves m'mitziyusoi v'olam l'olam haba. We said, Shabbos, you step into another world. You're not in this world. You're in Olam Haba. Im kein mamela ain't tzarich la batal me'achila v'shtia. Now, you don't have to be batal from achila v'shtia. She'achila shebo eino achila solam hazeh klal. The eating you're doing there is a different kind of eating. It's not eating of Olam Hazeh. It's a different kind of eating. El achila solam haba mamash. What you're doing there is you're tasting Olam Haba. Tzadikim yoyishvin v'atarosein b'roshein v'neinin miziv ha'shchina. You're sitting up there with your crown on your head and you're taking radiant pleasure from the gilo of the Shechina. V'pshita she'achila olam haba einu soteru shleimus ha-kedusha. The achila in olam haba is not a stira to the kedusha. V'zu amitis ha'inyan. That is the truth of this matter. V'adayin tzarich bir lekarev adove el ha-seichel v'havona pshuta ma'u inyan tanugim gashmim l'yom shekulu kodesh la'ashev. What needs and what remains to be discussed, Mitzvah Shem, next week is, and to draw this in a little bit to our Seichel and start understanding this a little bit, is what's the Tanugim Gashmian got to do with the Kedusha of Hashem in that world? How does Achille Vishtia, what does that have to do with the Tanugim of the next world? The Tanugim of the world is Ein Achille Vishtia, Ele Tzadikim Yoishvim V'Atarasayim V'Roshayim V'Neini Miziv Hashchina. Who wants to eat? Mamazi achile v'shtia as a representation of the tainugim of Olam Haba. Adarabba, it's chayzer to the question. We understand what's going on now. We have the marechet, we have the system. Aval, it still doesn't explain why you have to eat the jelly sweets, what that's got to do with Olam Haba. Mamazi cholon kashur to Olam Haba. No, you know, eggs and onions. That's what they're giving me in Olam Haba. Don't know. Yeah, so that message we have to deal with. Well, now we're starting to take everything we've learned up to now and we're starting to see Ech Zeh starts tying together. Okay, Daniel, you came in late into the sugya. We've been building this it's a long time already, yeah? I can't remember when we started with the corona, yeah? When corona started, it's been a long time and we're getting there. We're about 3/4 of the way through the Sefer Mitzvah Shem. Okay, so that's the vort. Not that Hashem's coming to visit us, but we're going there. in his world, in his palace, it's a different world, different rules and regulations.
I was thinking it's perhaps opposite. In Yom Kippur, we are going in another world. In Shabbos, the Kedusha is coming to us, because in Yom Kippur, the goof is a little bit in the side, and we don't take attention to the goof. It's 100% Ruhani. But Shabbos, it's in the world of Gashmiut. I don't know.
So that's exactly the opposite of what we just said. Mayachud, the opposite of what we just said. Yeah. Yom Kippur is this world.
Okay.
Where you get to have a taste of the next world in this world.
Yeah.
Shabbos is you get to get a taste of the next world.
Yeah. Okay.
Something from this world goes into the next world.
Okay.
The Chilev of the Shtir is something to do with this world. And somehow we take with a little peckle of food into the next world. Mama, what's that about? That we need to understand.
Okay.
I understand Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, I don't have a problem with. Yom Kippur, I'm in my world.
Yeah.
The Kedusha comes in here and sort of bottles, mevatels the gashmis of my world. Hashem comes to visit me in my house. So there's certain things you don't do when the king's in your house. Yeah. Then the marshal. But I'm going to visit the king. Yeah. So why am I schlepping a pickle with? Well, I'm worried that there won't be food for me in the king's palace. But what's the achile v'shtir? But I mean, olam haba, ma ze achile v'shtir? What is that? Why do I have to make kiddush on what? He always used to say, make kiddush on a daf gemara. You're in olam haba. There's no achile v'shtir. That we haven't answered. That kashrut metz Hashem that we'll deal with next Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Shavuos as well, b'zat Hashem.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shoya.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.